Control of plant growing environment. This is part two. Located alternatively within or remote from the phytotron, 1, are a plurality of burners, 3 and 4, of known type which effect rapid and complete combustion of paraffin as a fuel in order to produce supplies of carbon dioxide for supply to the plant environment within the phytotron. Burner 3 is arranged and utilized in known manner when it is desirable to feed both carbon dioxide and heat to the phytotron 1. In some cases, however, it may be desirable not to supply additional heat to the phytotron 1, but to supply only carbon dioxide. In this case, burner 4 is used to supply carbon dioxide alone, the heat produced by the burner being transferred to a high-temperature water heat sink 5. A medium-temperature heat sink 6 is operatively associated with the high-temperature heat sink 5, and heat can be supplied from the heat sink 6 to the environment via heat exchanger 7. The combustion atmosphere for the burners 3 and 4 is supplied by air selectively either from the external atmosphere or from the environment atmosphere within the phytotron. An oxygen detector and switching valve cooperate in a device 8 to select the supply air so as to provide the air having the greatest proportion of oxygen for combustion. The device 8 may also be connected, as shown in the broken line, so as to obtain additional oxygen from an oxygen extractor 9, arranged to remove and store excess oxygen from the phytotron. Temperature control within the phytotron is such as to maintain a temperature around 24.5 degrees Celsius, although variations will occur to provide a day-night cycle. Detectors 10 and 11 control heat input and extraction from the phytotron for the purposes of temperature and humidity control. It is desirable to maintain the humidity within the phytotron at about 80% to 90%, depending upon which plants are grown, and in order to control the increase in humidity from rising substantially above this level, the phytotron is provided with cooling means whereby the temperature of the interior environment can be reduced to maintain humidity at the desired level. The cooling means includes a refrigerant which removes heat from the environment and feeds it to a refrigeration heat exchanger 12, which in turn supplies heat to store in the medium temperature heat sink 6, the cooled refrigerant being directed to low temperature cold sink 13 and medium temperature cold sink 14, which act as sinks for heat from the environment. Electricity for servicing the lighting and heating functions of the phytotron 1 is produced, for example, a diesel engine generator 15, located remote from the phytotron 1, and the heat from the radiator and exhaust from the generator is recycled to provide a proportion of the heating required for the phytotron. Within the phytotron 1, a lighting system is provided, consisting of multiple banks of 6 fluorescent tubes, 16, arranged parallel to each other. In each bank of tubes 16, the two outer tubes and the two innermost tubes are colored a special controlled pink designed for suitable light emanation for chlorophyll, which pink color contains red light, which includes 660 millimicrons in wavelength, but excludes 735 millimicrons in wavelength. The remaining two tubes are colored blue. Separate control switches are provided for the pink tubes and the blue tubes so that they can be illuminated independently of each other or together. Time clocks are provided for controlling the lighting system. Fluorescent lights are used because they are one of the most efficient forms of lighting, in that 14% of electrical energy input is translated into light using 50 Hz AC electrical supply. A 10 kHz frequency converter can be incorporated in Light Control Unit 17 to increase the efficiency by 11%, and further improvement in efficiency can be achieved by using krypton-filled fluorescent lights. The function of the lighting system is to provide plants in the phytotron with the colors of light in the spectrum which the plant wants and needs for growth. Plants generally contain four types of chlorophyll, namely A, B, C, and D. The higher plants of the flowering type having chlorophyll A and B, and lower plants such as bacteria and sea plants having chlorophyll C and D. The absorption spectrum varies in accordance with the types of chlorophyll present. In operation of the lighting system, the controlling time clocks are set so that both pink and blue lights are switched on for a maximum light period of 16 and a half hours. If external illumination falls below about 1100 lux, supplementary illumination is turned on, controlled by photocell with appropriate filters. After a 16 and a half hour period has terminated, a time period of 3 hours and 45 minutes is allowed to lapse, whereupon the pink lights only are illuminated. The pink light, which contains no far red light, mainly 735 millimicrons, is maintained at an intensity of at least 350 lux for about 25 minutes, after which it is switched off to provide a dark period of 3 hours 45 minutes duration. The types of time clocks employed are of the known design, which take account automatically of variations in the time of sunrise and sunset. The phytotron 1 can be provided along each side with heating apparatus for maintaining hot or cold each separate side as required, the heat being supplied or withdrawn by the closed heat sink arrangement described above. Also, the phytotron can be provided with sound-producing apparatus 18, whereby sound can be created within the phytotron environment for selective absorption by the plants, or at a frequency favored by the plants, as disclosed in U.S. Patent Specification Number 4055915. From the above-described embodiment, it will be readily apparent that an enclosed system having only controlled or no closed-cycle ventilation to external atmosphere is provided, and in which A, the supply of carbon dioxide, B, temperature, C, humidity, D, light, are carefully controlled to provide optimum conditions for the growth of plants or the germination of seeds. Furthermore, the closed cycle ventilation of filter-controlled ventilation results in absence of pollution and freedom from pollen, mold, spores, moss spores, insects, and dust. In the controlled ventilation, no air is allowed into the environment without being filtered. Advantageously, the pressure of the environment atmosphere is kept slightly above external atmospheric pressure, so that any leakages which occur, as when personnel obtain access to and from the phytotron, give rise to an outward flow of air from the phytotron, inhibiting ingress of impurities into the enclosed environment.